the rest of the story. The prisoners called it Yellow Jack, an invisible angel of death that descended from nowhere. What it was yellow fever. Now the prison doctor had come down with it, and soon everybody on the island, prisoners and guards, would be wiped out. But then somebody asked, what about Sam? Before being sentenced to life in prison, Sam had been a doctor, hadn't he? But could he be trusted in a position of authority? After all, he had tried to escape once by stowing away on a boat, and that's why he was in leg irons now. On the other hand, with no other competent medical assistance, could the prison authorities afford not to put Sam in charge of the epidemic? So the order was issued, and Sam was to be relieved of all prison assignments, all restrictions. He was to be given complete medical direction over the crisis situation. What that meant was the word of one prisoner alone was now the law. Sam wasted no time in assuming command. Over the protest of prison administrators, Sam ordered a hospital on a nearby island to be closed. The 2.5-mile boat ride to get there only weakened the afflicted prisoners, he said. Virtually all who had been treated there had died. And then Sam, over even more vociferous objections, made another demand that the rifle apertures in the prison walls be blasted open with explosives, because the disease must have no hiding place, he declared. And this mandate, too, however reluctantly, was obeyed. September 7. It's 4 days after being stricken with yellow fever that the prison physician whom Sam had succeeded was dead, and the worst, by far, was yet to come. Of the 400-some people on the island, 270 had fallen ill. By mid-month, death had become an assembly line, with coffins perfunctorily placed beside cots of those expected to die. Sam himself, perpetually exhausted, somehow managed to hang on. Aching and weary, he remained on his feet from dawn till midnight, directing a diminishing corps of helpers, bathing the burning brows, battling an enemy nobody could see. Most of the time, it seemed Sam was losing the battle, but he never gave up or gave in. And then 47 days after the outbreak, it became clear the epidemic was declining. 300 had been stricken, and yet incredibly, only 40 had died. An amazingly low mortality rate, attributed by prisoners and prison authorities alike to the constant care and considerable skill of Dr. Sam. Only when another physician arrived to relieve him of his duties did Sam yield at last to the disease he had relentlessly resisted. Mercifully, it was only a mild attack from which he recovered in 2 weeks. And there was more good news on the way, for after learning of Sam's splendid accomplishment, the President of the United States granted him a full and unconditional pardon. And Sam, who had been sent to jail for life, was now suddenly and unexpectedly a free man. In the postscript pages of the history of the American Uncivil War, it is recorded that a certain doctor set the broken leg of assassin John Wilkes Booth, and that for ministering thus to the president's murderer, he, the doctor, Samuel A. Mudd, was sent to Fort Jefferson Prison on an island in the Gulf of Mexico. He was sentenced to stay there forever. It's also recorded that 4 years later, Dr. Sam Mudd was pardoned and freed. Well, now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story. Now you know the rest of the story.